The number of Washington state residents who die from Alzheimer's disease is up 82% since the year 2000. Miriam Marquez knows firsthand what these statistics mean. Her dad and six of his brothers and sisters died of Alzheimer's. Most had early onset Alzheimer's. But Marquez told Jeannie Yandel she thought she was safe. She was 62, a public defender in Skagit County. But then one day, she found herself at an intersection that she went through nearly every day, but Marquez had no idea where she was.
At that moment when I was in that four-way stop and didn't know where I was, I knew. About a week later, I called my doctor and made an appointment with him, and I told him, look, you know, this happened. Alzheimer's runs in my family. And so they did a whole battery of tests. And they said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're in the 98th percentile when it comes to memory. But I continued to get lost while driving or not recognizing where I was. I finally decided that my only choice at the time was to get DNA tested because I knew my father had it. And he was one of 13 kids. And he and six of his siblings died with symptoms of Alzheimer's. No one in the family had ever searched to find out what the cause of it was. It was extremely expensive to get genetic testing. I had to pay over $10,000 for genetic testing because there were several genes that caused Alzheimer's. And that's when I and my family found out that it's the presenilin 1 gene that runs in the family.
What did it mean to you to finally have that diagnosis, to finally know, to have a doctor tell you this is what's happening?
Well, the decision that I needed to make was whether I wanted to stop working or retire. And I decided to stop working because I didn't know how many good years I had left. And so I decided that I wanted to retire, and I did a lot of travel. I spent a month in India. I went to Kenya and Tanzania and a lot of other places. Spent a lot of money because I thought, well, you know, I don't know how much time I had left. It's been 6 years and I'm still in the early stage. I have short-term memory loss. But I, you know, I'm doing well. The medications, I believe, help me a great deal. And there are a lot of other, you know, making sure that you're having fun.
I'm talking with Miriam Marquez, and 5 years ago, she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. Today, she's an advocate for people with Alzheimer's. It's one thing to get a diagnosis, to know that you have Alzheimer's. It's another thing to decide to constantly talk about that. Mm-hmm. What do you get out of being an advocate?
A big part of it is personal. And then there's another part. The personal part is I'm fighting for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, you know, because of my family. But the other is, this disease is, as baby boomers age, there's going to be a tsunami of older people who will get dementia. And if a cure is not found, or something to stop the progression is not found, it's really going to bankrupt our country. And there are lots of scientists who are desperately looking for a cure because they know what the consequences will be for our world, certainly the United States, if a cure isn't found.
You said that part of your motivation for being an advocate is personal. It's because of your family, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. What do you mean by that?
You know, it's a devastating disease. You lose your mind. Your body's healthy, but your mind is going, it's disappearing little bit by little bit every day. I have When I was first diagnosed, when I joined the Alzheimer's Association, I was involved in a support group for people who had early onset Alzheimer's. And all of my friends in the group that we started out with, they're gone. I mean, they're still here physically, but they can no longer socialize. You know, they're being taken care of by their spouse or, you know, a brother or a sister, or they're in a nursing home or institution. I miss them terribly because, you know, we had that connection. I'm meeting others, new people who are coming to the early stage support group. But every time I go to one of the meetings, I realize, you know, it's sort of like their spirits of my old friends are in that room. And I get a pang when I'm talking to these new members of the group, knowing that I'm, you know, my friends are not there anymore. It's sad for me.
Miriam Marquez is an advocate with the Alzheimer's Association of Washington. She spoke to Jeannie Yandel. The Alzheimer's Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's is tomorrow. It starts at 10. You can get in there at the start at Seattle University.